4DJC.
Man, Jerry, how you doing? KB4CPA.
Ford out, David. How about you? I guess you're going out to play.
Had a 9 o'clock game this morning, and I'm got one at 6 too.
You must be holding up pretty good.
Far so good, you know. I'm just glad to be able to play.
Staying above ground. I've been dealing with Verizon last night and a good part of the day today. Those ridiculous things they come up with sometimes, it's just nuts. They're going to make money off of you somehow.
Coming and going. Tell you. I'm going down to Orchard Park here, and there's some cars turning left into Outback, and there's like two lanes of people turning left. I've never seen that before. Silly, be hungry.
I've been trying to clear up all my spam folders and all that sort of thing. And one nice thing about the Apple, the new OIS and Apple, is you can do a hide my email thing. If you're sending something, if you're using email address for company to reply to you or something like that, it uses a random email address that only that company can use. And if they sell it to somebody else, it's just not usable for someone else. And my problem with Verizon was I got a notification last night by email. They were sending me a new phone. And my son's on our plan, but he just uses like a flip phone. You know, he uses a full keyboard QWERTY. Flip phone kind of like a BlackBerry. He just texts. They decided to send an upgrade on their own, and we're going to send us some cheap throwaway type phone for free. And said, I don't want that. When he upgrades, he's on 3G, and you know, you got to upgrade to 4G by first of the year. And they just decided on their own to send us one. It infuriated me. I thought somebody hacked my account and spent hours on the customer net service to India, Pakistan, or wherever the heck else they send you to. They can finally get a job, but the thing is I didn't order it. It was sent to me without my knowledge, and they were going to charge me a $50 restocking fee on a phone that's probably worth about $10. Oh, man, was I hot.
It's crazy, I tell you. I don't get all that. I don't know how stuff like that happens. But it does.
I spent hours trying to get it resolved. And I finally got it resolved. But the $50 made it worse. But what made it irritating to begin with is why in the world? I mean. They said, well, we want to do it to make sure people that don't lose their phone coverage and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, why don't you just say, and they sent us an email about once every 3 weeks saying that one particular phone in our in our group here is going to be, not going to be working after January 1st, but why in the world they just took it on their own to send one, I don't know. I mean, he'll upgrade. He's going to get an iPhone anyway, but he's been fiddling around with that because all he does, he doesn't get on the internet with a phone anyway, he just texts. So they were going to get him, send him some junk or this, send it for, for free, and then, but now I gotta be here Friday to intercept through the GPS and be sure and get a return label on and send it back as soon as possible. But it's just nuts. It must be something in the contract somewhere that allows them to do that. But I don't remember signing anything that allows them just to decide to send us a phone. I mean, I thought my account was hacked. I spent hours trying to figure out, why they were sending me a free phone.
It is crazy. I hadn't heard of that, but I tell you, there's all kinds of scam things going on, and I haven't gotten any of these phone calls, but I know some people that have, where they say that they're a police officer, and if they don't pay them so much money, they got a warrant out for their arrest and all this stuff, and they'll be arrested, and but you can pay me, $1,000 right now, and and they'll make it go away or something like that. I mean, it's just crazy how people are trying to hoodoo people out of money.
Okay. Scammed over there when he passed away. He was having the beginning signs of Alzheimer's then, and he got scammed and giving somebody identification over the phone. Somebody called him. I said, people don't call you asking for that kind of stuff. But, he just, in his mental shape, he just, didn't realize what he was doing. It took us months to get it straightened out. And, luckily I had got through the same thing once before with a family member who had an identity theft, and it took us a year to get that resolved. But we don't do stuff like that. We don't sign up female lists, that sort of thing. And my phone won't even ring unless it's a number that's in my phone book, and it just goes straight to voicemail. If it's somebody that knows you or somebody important, they'll leave a voicemail. Most of the time, they'll eventually stop calling, then I block the calls when I find out. It identifies as spam, and I block the calls too. And it keeps it down to a minimum, but you still got people trying to sneak in, with text messages and that sort of thing too, they N4DJC.
I know it's been KP4, CBA. I get a lot of these McAfee, it's like software protection, and I send them to junk, so, the next time I get one, it sends it straight to junk, but I keep getting them, and I ask my wife about it, and she said they just changed one thing in their address, and it makes it, where your phone doesn't recognize it, and that's why you're getting it, and they just keep doing that, and I get those every day. It's just so irritating.
Stuff like that is irritating. On the email thing, what I do is I just go in and block the domain names. That stops a lot of it. Because they'll use the same domain, but they'll use a different, address. So and so at such and such. And if it's 9 times out of 10, it's not a common, it's some oddball domain. It's masked, it's all phishing stuff. It's, with the real email, I always just look at the real headers and full headers. That way I can tell whether it's, real or not. But they want you to, I don't click on any link in an email. I'll go straight to the correct address. We get the things about the, Amazon scams and all that stuff. We just don't answer them. But, a lot of people just don't know any better or unsuspecting or naive about things. And I know one lady, over here in Arlo some years back. Somebody called that jail scam, said her grandson was in jail and they didn't give him so many documents, and $500, wire $500, he couldn't get out of jail. Of course, he was somewhere, the kid was somewhere else in the country anyway. She couldn't get in touch with him, and she did it, and they scammed her $500, and they probably done more if somebody hadn't have alerted her to it.
I'll tell you. Well, if my parents were alive, they'd probably be gullible for some of that. I'm sure they got scammed a few times. And my stepmother, she was always clicking on links, and you know, we wouldn't open any email from them that they forwarded to us because, you know, it was just full of viruses. And, you know, and they didn't understand that, but anyway. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm at the sports club. I want to go in and see if I can warm these knees up a little bit before I get out on the court. I got a game in about 30 minutes. So, but you take care, and we'll talk to you later. And behave yourself. 73 is clear after your final KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave, put a little WD-40 on the knees. Get, take the squeaks out of them if you need to. Good talk to you. Hope you have a good game. Talk to you later. N4DJC clear.